But if I want to be like Jesus Christ, if I want to be like my God, there's times to bring the hammer. But then there's times to say, yet, I love you. And that's exactly what our God does. When you're being spanked, when you're going through it, look for the compassion of God. That's how good God is. Don't you love that? Look for it. If you don't see it, you'll be miserable. Because they stayed miserable if they had just hearkened. But what does it say in verse 19? But they would not give ear. Listen to God. You'll never regret repentance. You'll never regret doing what's wrong. But I'm telling you this, Joash, I think we're going to have testimony time in heaven. I think Joash is going to be able to stand up and talk a little bit about 2 Chronicles 24, 15 through 27. He's going to say, thanks, Pastor Steve, for raking me through the coals. Man, I wasn't that bad. And he won't say that, but I think what he's going to do is he's going to say, I missed it. God sent a great man, and I missed it. Now let's look at the message. Look at the message, verse 20. Here's the message. And the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, which stood above the people. And here's his message. And he said, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandment of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. He said this, the message is, you have forsaken the Lord. Now, how do you know you've forsaken the Lord? He says it. He says, you've transgressed his commandments. If you don't obey God, you've forsaken him. Jesus says that, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Understand this, Christianity is not about following rules. It's not about you becoming a commandment expert. But it's a great review. I've said this 100 times, 1,000 times. You're probably tired of it. If you want to find out, am I walking with God? Look at His commandments. Are you obeying Him? Then don't become a commandment expert. Pursue Christ. But you've forsaken me, he said. You've forsaken me, and they knew that because of His commandments. The second thing, this is important. When we forsake God, we cannot prosper. He said, you cannot prosper. Do you see that? It was sort of rhetorical. It was like a no-duh thing. It was like, thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandment of the Lord, that you cannot prosper? Do you not know that? When we don't obey God, when we don't walk with Him, when we don't obey Him, we can't prosper. You really want this wedding to go well, don't you? I'd walk with God. I promise you this. I want this church to make a difference. It cannot prosper if I don't walk with God. It cannot. It's not a might. It cannot. You cannot prosper if you don't live for God. We think we can. We've gotten satisfied with mediocrity. We've gotten satisfied with yuck. But we cannot prosper. And then the third thing I want you to see, look at verse 21. This is just the sadness of it. And it says, and they conspired against Zechariah, him. They conspired against Zechariah and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord. And Joash the king remembered not the kindness of Jehoiada. He forgotten Jehoiada's kindness. I want you to tell you this. I think I could preach 1 year of messages with just 2 words. Remember and forgotten. I really believe this. As a believer, as a follower of Jesus Christ, we must remember what the Lord's done for us. If we forget what the Lord's done for us, we will fall off and we will mess up and we will be surprised where we're at. Remember. Remember. Who has God put in your life? Don't forget it. Write it down. Remember. Tell your kids. Remember. Remember. If you remember how good God is. But when you forget, that's when we forsake the Lord. We forget. We forget. We forget. I wish you could be in my shoes sometimes and preach. And you're like, so do we. It'd be a little bit better. But here's the key, because you got to understand, this is the most intimidating thing I've ever done in my life. I'm standing here telling you to remember, and I'm telling you, you've got to understand this. The Lord is telling me, yeah, you need to remember. He is preaching to me right now. He's dealing with me right now. I'm almost like, you finish. Remember. Remember. Don't forget. Don't forget. You know, I've told you this, and we'll move on. But they do say this. This is important. I believe this is part of the way God's created our brain. Mothers do this, and I'm trying to teach my wife not to do this. She goes, don't forget! They've done studies. When you use the negative, that's what they do. When my kids, if I want them to not forget, you know what I do? Remember to do this. It nearly triples the results of their memory of doing that. Isn't that interesting? But if you go, don't forget! But if you say, remember, 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 remember the blessings of God, remember. And Joash, he forgot. He forgot. You see, that's part of the message of Zechariah. Then they killed him. Now the response, what we see is they killed the messenger. They shot the messenger. That's the always the saddest part, right? You remember this? Don't shoot the messenger. That'd be good. Don't shoot the preacher, right? I'm trying to share this with you. Now here's the thing. Did you see where they killed Zechariah? Look at this in verse 21. It says, and they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king. So Joash said, kill that guy. Where? In the court of the house of the Lord. They killed him in the court of God's temple. There was no respect for holy things. I love Zechariah's last words. Look at the end of verse 22. He says this, the Lord look upon it and require it. Zechariah gave us a great example. I almost wanted to preach one message on that phrase. The Lord require it. Let me make sure I get the words right. The Lord require it. The Lord look upon it and require it. The Lord look upon it and require it. What I love about Zechariah is he left it in the Lord's hands, didn't he? No bitterness from Zechariah. And the guy's getting pelted with stones. It's fun. Just 2 weeks ago, I was teaching Sally, and she never understood the biblical concept of stone. She understood the American concept of stone, but she didn't know the biblical concept that it literally meant you'd get rocks and... You know, and hundreds of rocks, and people would be standing around in a circle, and they'd beat them senseless, and they would die. That's what they were doing to Zechariah, and he said, I love this, you gotta understand this, he said, the Lord look upon it and require it. He understood this, and this is such a critical concept, this is a freebie tonight. You and I, we let other people destroy our day, destroy our week, derail us because you know what? They did this and I'm telling you, and we are upset and then the next time we see them, you know, and then we forget about them until they show up or their name's mentioned, you're like, you know, and we let people do that to us. Zechariah gives us a good example, doesn't he? The Lord look upon it and require it. He didn't. That's a great testimony. The guy's dying. The guy's being pelted with stones. And you know what he did? Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You cannot let people control your day. You cannot let people control your response. You cannot let people derail your love for Jesus Christ and for them. We do that way too often, do we not? I'm telling you, I'm being influenced incredibly by this book saying, Stop the Pain. There's some things I'm not real keen about in the book, but it's been a great book for me because I'm telling you this. I hope you have a different pastor in weeks to come. I'm really trying to grasp this concept where I am not worried about anything. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to love you no matter what. I'm not going to try to figure out your motive. I'm not going to try to figure out why. I'm not going to try to figure out what. I'm just going to love you. I'm going to serve the Lord and you're not going to ruin my day. And I'm not going to make things up. I'm not going to get paranoid. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to love the Lord. And I'm telling you, it is freeing. We've got to do that as well. Zechariah was a great example of that. When he was dying, Then what I want to show you is God's judgment finally came upon them. And I want to show you three things about God's judgment. Will you turn back to 2 Kings chapter 12? And I'm not far from a close. I won't take long with these. But this is important. I want you to look at 2 Kings chapter 12. These two verses were not in 2 Chronicles 24. God gives us some additional insight in verses 17 and 18 of 2 Kings 12. And I want to show you God's judgment and the response that Joash had that we've got to avoid. 2 Kings 12, the story's all the same that surrounds it, but we miss this little tidbit here. It said, then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath. Gath was then a strategic fortress that would enable them to be set up to conquer and defeat Jerusalem. Okay? So it says in verse 17, then Hazael, king of Syria, went up and fought against Gath and took it. So here he is, man, you know, king of Syria is right. Hello, how you doing? And so he's right there. And Hazael set his face to go up to Jerusalem. So he has Gath. He has this fortress. He has this place where he's not then. His men can be refreshed. His men can be restored and they can get all their forces ready. Gath, and it's not a long trip. From Syria, they'd be wore out, right? You know, traveling to attack Jerusalem. But now they had Gath. And so then he set his eyes. It says this. He says, he set his face to go up to Jerusalem. Verse 18. And Joash, king of Judah, took all the hallowed things that Jehoshaphat and Jehoram and Ahaziah, his father's kings of Judah, had dedicated, and his own hallowed things, and all the gold that was found in the treasures of the house of the Lord, and in the king's house, and sent it to Hazael, king of Syria, and he went away from Jerusalem. Here's the mistake. Joash thought he could avoid the wrath of God, the judgment of God, with money. 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 Let me tell you, obedience is better than sacrifice. And so Joash, he didn't see this, and we've got to understand. Joash, here's what Joash did. This was actually crazy. Joash took all of the hallowed things, all of the holy things, out of the temple. Remember when he was 23 years into his kingship, it was in his mind to restore the house of the Lord and all of the intricacies of it, the vessels and all. He restored all those. He restored them all, but now then he gets this threat from Hazael right here at Gath, and he took all of the holy things, he took all of the utensils, he took all of the gold out of the temple of God, and he gave it to Hazael, and he appeased him. You see, we think we can do things and it will get God off our back. We should never be so foolish. Tons of people out there. I meet them all the time and I beg them. I actually tell them. Right? It's man, somebody loses a job. Hey, how you doing? Just lost a job. It's great to see you. I'll tell them when I find out, you know. They're upset. I love this. This is a good thing. I hope we never lose this in America. You lose a job, go to church. But then they get a job and they're never back. And I'll tell them right then, I'll say, oh, this is so good, you've responded well. I'll say, but if you get a job, and when you get a job, don't turn your back on God. We all think, well, God just wants me to do this. God wants your heart. Joash missed that, didn't he? He thought he could do something. Thought he could, you know, go to church and, okay, I go to church. Thought he could throw something in the offering box and, you owe me. God wants your heart. Not your external, insincere action. And that's what Joash thought. Two more thoughts. Turn back to 2 Chronicles 24. When they came, it was interesting that, look at the verse 24, I want to show you this. This is interesting. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand, because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers, so they executed judgment against Joash. God's judgment cannot be stopped with might. You see, the only thing that will stop God's judgment, the only thing that will appease God is repentance. The only thing that ultimately satisfies God in His wrath is the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that satisfies God. They were all shocked when this little bitty troops of Syria conquered Israel. You heard from Josh Hall, our adult class did, that Israel has the most sophisticated, amazing army in the world. They may not have the numbers that China has. They may not have the numbers that Russia has. But they've got the greatest training, the greatest assets, the greatest technology. But what they need is God. You see, we think as long as we have a burglar alarm and money in the bank and, you know, everything's going okay, that I don't need to do anything. I want to tell you, Christians, we miss it. We can't buy it with money or actions. We can't stop it with might. And then here's what happens all the time with sin. Look at verse 25 and I'm done. And when they were departed from him, for they left him in great diseases. And this is still God's mercy. He had Joash in diseases. Then his own servants conspired against him for the blood of the sons of Jehoiada the priest and slew him on his bed, and he died. And they buried him in the city of David, but they buried him not in the sepulchers of the kings. Sin always leads to death. Sin always leads to death. Joash missed it. I will tell you, I love the Bible so much. Do you know this is so important to me? You all knew that? You all knew that? But I think Joash needed to hear it. Don't you? Joash probably was more faithful at least during those 23, 25 years that he was honoring God when Jehoiada was alive. But Joash needed to hear, "Hey Joash! That sin's going to kill you, my friend! I'm only telling you that because I care." Sin will always destroy. It'll always make you miserable. And that counts for everybody. Every lost person confronts the misery of sin. Don't forget that. Joash did. Now remember, I'll close with this. All of this started with transition. Jehoiada died. When things change in your life, bear down a little harder and pursue God and pursue Jesus Christ with a little more fervor, because those points of transitions, the devil wants to replace the void with sin. Fill it with the Lord. Don't let transition destroy. Let's pray.